Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Appreciate you being with us. I bet you that you're out right now getting in your car, headed towards a nice Arby's drive-thru. Arby's, of course, stands for roast beef. I have heard more about the fact that we enlighten people. Listen, we've talked about a lot of things this week. There's a new pope. That might be, well, I was going to say that might be the only time we talk about the pope today, but Joe DeVito is going to come in here.
Oh, yeah, get ready.
And apparently the X feed for Joe DeVito has got some pope material.
So I'm just telling you right now, get ready.
My favorite popism so far has been, if he's a Midwestern pope, wouldn't that make him the Ope?
The Ope.
And I'll allow that one.
I really liked, this is the first pope to save big money at Menards.
Is Menards everywhere?
I don't know. I know it's around here.
We'll have to ask Joe DeVito in the next segment. He's going to be here for the rest of the hour. We'll have to ask him if he, like, can you sing the Menards jingle?
And that's a really good question.
Yeah.
Because it would tell you a lot about whether you're Midwestern or
not. Do you know what you can save at Menards?
Yeah,
don't say it now.
Do you know the percentage?
Yeah. What are we doing? We're landing a plane over here?
Yeah, don't worry.
It's like Newark, New Jersey. Unclear signals. That airport.
You know, once we start talking about you, you can just talk. You don't have to do the hand movements anymore.
Say hey.
Just say.
Do the blackouts that are taking place at Newark, New Jersey freak you out?
Yeah.
I'm not going through Newark. But the fact that this can happen and is happening with more regularity than we were even made aware of to begin with, like when the first one happened, that wasn't the first time to happen. So I can hit you up here with a Fox News article talking about the latest. The Federal Aviation Administration confirmed Friday that there was another air traffic control outage this morning affecting Newark Liberty International Airport. The development comes after the FAA issued a ground stop at the airport due to construction that was in effect until 11:15 a.m. Eastern. The Federal Aviation Administration said, quote, there was a telecommunications outage that impacted communications and radar display at Philadelphia TRACON Area C, which guides aircrafts in and out of Newark Liberty International Airport airspace. We're getting into the travel season here. School's wrapping up. Travel is going to start happening. These are not issues that have developed in the last 110 days. And I would probably, you know what? I bet you it's as likely that this is on Trump's first term as it is on Joe Biden or potentially Obama. How long has our air traffic control system been deteriorating? And we're paying for P research in Guatemala.
Yeah. PEA.
I mean, it could just be abbreviated, still counts.
Just with a P?
Yeah. If you're in a hurry.
P research could be anything.
I know. That's why they do it that way.
True.
I thought this was for papayas.
This one actually has a line item.
Yeah.
Most of them don't.
Do you feel like I feel like can we run the air traffic control system by Elon Musk while he's still at the White House? Can we just like let him dabble? No.
Oh well, yeah. I thought that was a rhetorical question.
You're supposed to talk.
Hey, you be quiet for a second. Ethan and Brad, frame for the people who couldn't see what just happened there, and compare it to every other day that we do radio in this studio.
So what usually happens is Ryan will step all over what Annie's trying to say.
Thank you. That wasn't even a point I was trying to make.
But what actually happened here was is Annie asked a question, even did the hand gesture, palm up.
Wait,
hand
how
out.
Would you say my body was like?
It was oriented toward Ryan.
Yes,
like shoulders full facing Ryan.
Speaking of today's
hand
poll.
Out, which is for little inside baseball for you on radio, a hand out, palm up, kind of gesturing toward you, or
handing
a point
it to him
is basically saying, "I'm throwing to you, you go."
And then what did he do, Ethan?
Oh,
how did he receive that gesture?
Oh, nobody was home. The lights were out. I'm not going to lie. I thought perhaps Nate Foy was on the TV the way he was staring in that direction. He was not. And
Jillian Turner, by the way.
The lights were clearly Nate out. Foy. They're flickering now-ish.
Well.
What were you thinking?
I thought you were making a point. I was going to let you finish.
I don't even remember what the actual question was, but I'm like standing there talking to you, and you just are looking at me.
It was about Doge.
With your jaw open.
Yeah. I wasn't slobbering on myself.
Basically.
Almost.
All over your Spartan shirt.
I was not. I was sitting here thinking about whether Elon should continue to update everything. The problem is, with an airport, with an airport.
Well, thank you.
You know, they have amazing backup systems for hospitals. I know people who actually work in hospitals who do that. That's their job, is to make sure that if there's a power outage, the power doesn't actually go out at the hospital. It seems to me as if an airport should be on that level, that if there's a power outage, everything kicks right back on because you're an airport. There are many lives at stake with planes taking off and landing.
If the power's out,
death.
Just like the
yes. So, you want to have a good
Ryan,
backup system.
It's good to have you back.
Can I ask you a question?
Let me know when it's my turn to talk. You should like turn around and face the wall, and then I'll know.
Secretary Duffy's doing a great job, right? Am I right?
He's not doing a bad job.
Ah, dang it. I was trying to ask a question that was so rhetorical that you wouldn't step into it.
Oh, sorry. See, I'm good at my job.
Just a constant reminder. I can't think of what it is.
You actually doubled down on how badly I did. Off my own question.
Joe DeVito is going to be here. Are you nervous? Is the idea that Joe DeVito, the guy who's on Gutfeld, helps write for Gutfeld, tours the country, makes people laugh all across these great lands, is going to be standing right next to you?
I don't know about nervous. Impressed. That dude's quick. I walked by him in the kitchen,
and
I thanked him for he signed. I might bring this up again, but you guys got him to sign my book for the Gutfeld show, and he was he didn't know I was walking up to him, and he was like boom with jokes about it.
Yeah,
I'm like, how are you? You weren't even prepared for that.
You're excited because he knows your book.
Well, that's part of it.
And you are now getting to talk about the grocery list.
I mean, right now, I guess, technically in the midst of the grocery list by Ryan Wiggins, we are talking about it.
Gosh, you know how, like, when politically people are assessing Donald Trump and some of them think he's playing, like, 7D chess and other people think he's the dumbest person ever walked the planet?
Is that a rhetorical question or not?
Rhetorical this time.
Then proceed.
No, okay, here's a real question. Do you know how that is? Do you know that that's real about Donald Trump?
Yeah.
There's just, like, really differing opinions on the intellect. And what the individual brings to the table.
To me, they should have a backup system at every airport in the country.
I hate you.
Because, like, the hospitals, you know, this
I
is life and
death
I need
you to
stuff.
Have a backup system.
That was my backup. Okay. I just went to it again.
I see. We'll have next question at 1:25. Any questions that you would like to ask the show? We would love to have them. You can send them to the Annie Fry YouTube live chat right there at the Annie Fry YouTube channel. And we have X's and O's today, and we're going to have the folks from Artistic Decks in to play X's and O's. You put X's and O's together. It's been a while. A trivia game that is supposed to reflect on things that we have covered on the show throughout the course of the week. What grade would you give yourself on today's X's and O's presentation?
A on presentation.
So good politics.
D or F on difficulty, because I don't know really what that means, but it's hard. This is a hard week. So the questions, get ready.
Will we be upset with you by the end?
Maybe. It depends on if you happen to know the things that I made questions about.
I guess it would, wouldn't it?
Happen to know things about the questions.
There's a couple that really take a long way to get there.
There, we talked a lot earlier this week about Ed Martin being the D.C. Attorney that was nominated by Donald Trump. And that has since changed. Now, we were very interested in the Republicans in the Senate getting behind President Trump's nomination and getting the job done. The clock was ticking. May 20th was the date that it needed to be completed by. Otherwise, Judge Boasberg got to rename the person for that position if the Senate didn't confirm someone. So we said yesterday, you know, if they were to pull that nomination and put somebody else in there, I was thinking that the clock was still at May 20th, but that's not actually true. There is a 4-month cycle for every person who gets put into the position to do that, and now they have
a new name. Trump just announced Judge Jeanine Pirro, my friend and co-host from The Five, is going to become the new interim U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. Here's the official statement from Fox News. Quote, Jeanine Pirro has been a wonderful addition to The Five over the last 3 years and a longtime beloved host across Fox News Media who contributed greatly to our success throughout her 14-year tenure. We wish her all the best in her new role in Washington. So good luck to Judge Jeanine and good luck to everybody who faces Judge Jeanine.
I think this could be quite entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, entertaining for sure. He's got people at every position in the cabinet and even outside of it who are incredible communicators. Never seen anything like this before.
It's not a bad idea. I mean, you want the person at the top to understand the concept, the way to manage whatever the category of cabinet they're in. But you can also surround yourself with the very best of the best. You have to have the wisdom to listen to other people and to assemble the information you're getting and then to act upon it. But if you can't communicate a message in this Republic that we live in, nothing has a shelf life.
And I said this while you were gone at the White House. By the way, the White House is on TV right now. That room you were in, are you like, oh, been there?
It sounds like you are a little miffed.
No, I'm happy for you.
It sounds like it.
While you were gone, though,
yeah.
One of the points.
Tell me about your great point that you made.
This great point, I need to make it again so that you hear it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really happen unless I hear it.
All these media personalities that he's picking. Yes, it's true that they're all good communicators, but they're also, I think more importantly, on record for a long time as to what they believe publicly. So he knows exactly where they're coming from because he's been betrayed by so many people in his first term so many times.
Is it a gimmick to put Judge Jeanine in this position?
I don't know. That's what I wonder the same thing.
Her bona fides make her good at what she does. These are not mm-hmm. people, you know, Pete Hegseth didn't go to school to be a TV talker and then be like, I think I'll run the I'll run the Department of Defense. That's not how that works. Their expertise and their experience put them in a position to communicate. They happen to have the skill of communication, which not everybody has. Some people have the skill of calculation. Some people have the skill of, you know, messaging and communication or of interpersonal skills, so on and so forth. But these are people who obviously very successfully have the skill to communicate, but it's been brought to our attention because of what they did before they got behind in front of a camera. Or a microphone. So to be an effective communicator, I really am open to the idea of watching Judge Jeanine go do work. Like, how much could Judge Jeanine get done in 4 months compared to, especially if you knew you only had 4 months?
Yeah, yeah. But the question is, will she get confirmed? Because if she gets confirmed, it's beyond 4 months.
Well, if it's temporary, it's a temporary.
Well, I think that she could still be confirmed, though. That's the chatter I've seen is that this could be temporary leading into a longer-term thing.
Probably the same way that Ed Martin was put in there in the temporary position with the expectation to be confirmed. I don't know that she would want it.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like in my mind, she would be happy to, but maybe more. But this is it's a grueling expectation. More from Donald Trump's cabinet. Here's Ryan's favorite, Commerce Secretary Lutnick,
yeah.
on the deals that are coming
our
way.
What the president's been saying is what we're going to start to do is we're going to start to have templates. You know, so we'll do a small country or two, and then we'll have a template, and we'll say, you know what? These 20 or 30 countries are economically similar. Let's go over their products. Let's go get it right. And let's go give them the model of how they want to do it. And if they want to modify it a little bit, that's fine. But you're going to see over the next month or so, we're going to roll out dozens of deals.
Okay.
Because we'll find categories of countries that it'll work out just fine.
So he's very confident still. His message to the American people is still that he has confidence in the direction this is heading. Of course, the as was quoted, Fox News, even in the Chiron, had it in quotation marks. Major. That was the word. That, it was just when it was said White House rolls out major trade deal. The only word in quotations was major.
They're just quoting the president there.
Which is really major. Where I asked Taylor Riggs from Fox Business yesterday, major? And she was like, meh.
I thought that was really that puts things in perspective.
Yeah. But then you can't be like, holy cow, we made a deal with the United Kingdom. Who saw this coming? And then have an India or, you know, eventually, hopefully, possibly the China, that the biggest fish of them all, come in and be like, how is it like major, major, major?
Yeah, I don't know at that point.
What gets bigger than that?
Super mega major.
Sure. I like that. We should submit suggestions.
Okay.
Joe DeVito is going to be in studio with us when we come back. You can join us and watch him as he's going to be in studio with us. Of course, he's a regular panelist on Fox News Gutfeld, but he is at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles tonight, 7:30 and 9:30, and tomorrow, Saturday at 6 and 8:30. You need to do yourself a favor and show up to this event. You will laugh. Have you laughed really hard lately? Have you laughed so much that it hurts lately? Have you gone out and enjoyed a nice dinner and a really fun evening with people, surrounded by people who are like you, who just enjoy humor? You remember when Donald Trump said about the Catholic Pope thing? He's like, what, don't they have a sense of humor? We know you have a sense of humor, and that's why you want to get your tickets to see Joe DeVito tonight at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles, or tomorrow night. We'll talk to him when we come back, but you can peruse stlewisfunnybone.com and get your tickets while we wait. Don't go away. A million times, I
wanna hear him say going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's always a wonderful day when we get to hang out with the funny people from the Funny Bone. But of course, you know Joe DeVito from Gutfeld on Fox News. This show just continues to kill it every night. Joe, welcome back to the studio. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It is a wonderful day when I'm here, isn't it?
It is. It's a sunny and bright. It's
beautiful.
Something happened. What happened? I can't remember what it was.
Rain yesterday.
No.
But then Joe's here now.
Oh, you brought the sunshine. I see. And I feel like you were in here one other time and there was a big news story. We got a new pope.
Oh, I know what the big news story. I think last time I was here was the night after the debate, the Biden debate.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
And
an indictment or something like that. I don't know.
Well, it's so funny to hear him a year later, and they just went and dragged his carcass out on The View. That
what's he doing? What's the real reason behind Joe DeVito?
Why's Joe DeVito doing media?
Behind Joe Biden going on The View, like why are we? What are we trying to prove here?
Here's what I heard. Is that he signed with an agent and they tried to get him to do speaking tours. But unfortunately, you have to be able to speak. So there's no such thing as the mumbling circuit. And that's where a lot of the former politicos, it's their money laundering operation.
You know,
where Hillary Clinton goes to give a speech somewhere.
Does he need money?
Yeah, I've heard the money's dried up. The pipeline from their usual, they don't have any influence anymore. And, you know. That's why he needs the money. So he's on. And amazing job on The View, where even they couldn't drag his ass over the finish line. So, yeah, I don't know. The Democrats must be saying, like, can we just no public appearances from Joe?
Yeah,
just
less is more.
Yeah. I don't know what sort of... They must have read from the Tibetan Book of the Dead to get him to revive enough.
Don't read the last word. Don't say it. So they go onto the view, into the hen house that is the view, to, I guess, prove that he's still competent. Why is Jill there?
Well, she is a doctor.
Oh, just in case?
Yeah, she's with the paddles in case he codes. Just say, clear! And then see if they can revive him. Yeah, it's...
Do you have any pity for him?
Well... No. And I'll tell you why. Because if for anyone else, I would feel bad that a person with dementia was clearly being exploited by his horrible family and the people in the Democratic Party. But you have to keep in mind that he was a bozo when his mind was working at 100%.
Yeah.
So 100% Joe Biden was calling people fat and challenging them to push-up contests and so forth. When, you know, now, of course, he's pushing up daisies is about all he's doing push-ups for. So no sympathy, no pity for that family.
Yeah. And I really, the worst part about it is that Jill is always there for me, the crutch. I saw, you know, we continue to see on social media these videos that pop up that are like, oh, remember when this happened? Remember when that happened? There's a video floating around right now where Joe is just kind of wandering around at the White House at some event, and he walks up to some blonde and is talking to her. Do you know what video I'm talking about?
Yes, because she, I believe, was wearing the same color outfit as Jill.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jill comes up, grabs, like, squares up to him, grabs both of his arms, and is shaking. You can see the back of her head is shaking her head no, and redirects him to the left, and then that woman goes to the right, and the suggestion was that he thought that was Jill. I mean, it's actually more in the realm of possibility than another explanation
might be. It shouldn't be.
Right.
It shouldn't be. Yeah, because if you... Yeah, I think he did think that was his wife, because if you zoom in and read the lips, he did ask her to change his bag.
I didn't zoom in on it, but if I come across it again, I will. Do you feel like we need to investigate, we need to get to the bottom of it, that we really need honest answers as how bad it was? Or do we need to move on?
I like the books coming out. And even at the White
House. The Tapper book or something?
The Tapper book. They're so brave now. Like, hey, it's a tough sell for those books. Like, can you guys believe this thing we just found out about? Yeah, well, I've had a TV.
The John Travolta
that was
in the room going.
What do you think? I don't even know what to say. And but it's a form of some sort of mass delusion that, you know, when my friends, my dwindling number of liberal friends, that when they bring up anything, I clear my throat. What about the past 4 years when you had this zucchini sitting in the Oval Office?
That they would have trotted out again for another 4 years without any problem.
If they could have, you know, if it weren't for that debate when it was, you know, I'd never seen a debate where the podium had a handrail on it, but that was certainly not a show of strength. So
this is the best thing that the Trump administration could have, though, is constantly bringing him out. I mean, should Trump voters just pay to have him come to speaking events at this point?
Can you book him on the show, Brad?
I'll see what I can do.
He's available. He's free. Did you see the photo they posted on his account recently where he had a giant upper body and the skinny legs?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it was on Joe Biden's account. It's the most hilarious thing that he's wearing this blue suit. And the top of his body looks like a blue mailbox. And then he has these two little chicken legs.
Is it posted in the way that it's supposed to look real? Like, we're supposed to believe it?
Do they really think we don't know how Photoshop works? I mean, just how stupid do they think we are that he's walking around? He looks like one of the, he looks like the guy from The Incredibles with the cartoon upper body.
Isn't that Coach?
Biden or Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah, there is another photo that was posted on his account from Easter.
Yeah.
And he was in the background. I don't know how our show ended up repurposing all those pictures with Andre Agassi in them. I don't know how that happened. But, I mean, they looked just as believable.
Yeah.
Like you said, don't they know that we know how this works? I mean, you can tell AI to make a better photo than what they're putting out.
Yeah, well, if you put that prompt into AI, make Joe Biden look alive, AI is going to come back and say, you've got to be kidding me. There's limits to the technology. When the AI technology is able to make Joe Biden look vital, we've almost at the singularity. That's Terminator 5 is coming up after that.
All right, big news this week about the Pope. We have pre-qualified our conversations on here. We're not Catholic. We're Christians. We know it's a big story for a lot of people. Yeah. A huge Catholic population here in the St. Louis area. I'll tell you what, when you're sitting here and I'm watching, I think Trump was really miffed because he makes the major trade deal with the United Kingdom. And then the Pope's like, I got this one. And he kind of missed the news cycle for it. Was it Was it a big deal for you? Yeah.
Well, you know, I, as I was telling you, I was raised Catholic, which means I'm no longer Catholic.
Okay.
But I did go to a Catholic college because after high school, I wanted to take Not Getting Laid and kick it up a notch. So that's how smart I was at age 19. I was like, oh, maybe the Jesuits will have some tips. So I don't know. I think the Pope, I think it's pretty cool that it's an American Pope, you know, from Illinois. So that. That means the Bears have no excuse for a bad season. That, you know, he's got the ear of God.
Yeah.
And he can't. If only he probably wishes it happened before the draft. You know, they would have been able to pick
put
up
in a
couple
extra.
You got to get an extra pick.
Since you make all the decisions for Fox News and what they
I do, of, I'm in charge. I'm running the show.
It's very great. We're very grateful that they spared you this afternoon to have this conversation with us. But how do you balance covering? I don't know what they're doing on Gutfeld with it. I mean, it's a very serious and holy thing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the majority of people out there, it isn't the same as that.
Yeah.
So you have to respect, of course, the Fox News audience is going to have a lot of Catholics in it. We certainly do.
Sure.
It was definitely all the news coverage yesterday.
Yeah, well, you have to cover it, and I'm glad they wrapped it up quickly because I think the Cardinals just wanted to get home to their wives. But I was disappointed. There were a couple of the African Cardinals who were coming on strong, and I was hoping that we might get a black pope. I think that might have been kind of fun, although I did make the unwise post on Twitter saying that we knew it wasn't a black pope because the smoke coming out wasn't menthol. And I'd just like to say to the one person who didn't like that, that's showbiz, baby.
I should insert here now that Joe will be at the streets of St. Charles tonight.
Here's where he'll be in person.
Yeah.
Come see him.
The people who just tuned in were like, who's this jackass insulting everybody?
I'm pretty sure that as long as you buy a ticket, Joe didn't care.
I don't.
stlewisfunnybone.com. Before we wrap, you're going to stick around for Be or Not the Bee with Ryan Wiggins, where we read stories that may or may not be real headlines. Mm. When Donald Trump was asked at the White House in the Oval Office about Pope Trump, the image, and his initial response was, who doesn't have a sense of humor? The Catholics aren't mad at me about that.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of a president defending his right to humor people, but he didn't back away from it. What do you think of that?
It is pretty funny, a president saying, lighten up.
Yeah.
I did send some of the AI Trump Pope videos to him. I sent one to my dad, and then I realized after, I don't think my dad really knows what AI is.
So it's going to be not for real.
It's going to be a follow-up conversation for, you know, the next time my dad is having an argument with the system in his new car, you know, yelling at them that they're not playing the oldie station. And here I am sending him, you know, Donald Trump is the Pope.
Yeah.
Flying around in an eagle, throwing holy water at people.
It's funny. It is funny to see the one thing that brought people together after the announcement of the Pope, specifically being American. It was kind of fun, at least in my X feed, to see what being American meant to people.
Yeah.
So like the eagle on top of the pipe where the smoke's just coming out and it's like shooting rifles and flying around the Vatican and stuff. Like, that feels like home to me.
That's good.
I don't know if that's good, but that's I'm like, yeah.
Well, in a way that's Trumpian in that if someone were, like, I saw one today, it said, this is what the Vatican looks like now with an American Pope. And there was like a Bucky's and all these other things.
Culver's logo and stuff.
Yeah. And I saw that and I thought, I know I should probably be mad, but all I replied to it was, you wish.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll do Be or Not the Bee with Joe DeVito in studio with us right now, but he's going to be on the stage tonight at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles. The shows tonight are 7:30 and 9:30. Tickets are going fast, so you're going to want to get to stlewisfunnybone.com and reserve yours. There are also two shows tomorrow at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles at 6 and 8:30 tomorrow, 7:30 and 9:30 tonight. Get your tickets, especially Catholics. He wants to see you. We'll be right back.
I was tired of my lady.
Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins.
The Bee or Not the Bee.
All right, these are all stories that come from either the Babylon Bee, which would make them satire and fake news, or they're real. I'll read the headline. You tell me which is which.
Sometimes the Babylon Bee article is just a little bit ahead of its time, too, which you can tell by the headline. We've got Joe DeVito in studio with us. He's going to play along. You can see Joe DeVito tonight at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles, 7:30 and 9:30 tonight. Saturday, tomorrow, 6 and 8:30. Tickets are available at stlewisfunnybone.com. Go see Joe DeVito and tell him hi from the Annie Fry Show.
All right, let's start with a tough one here. AOC unable to obtain real ID because she died on January 6th and is a ghost.
Probably the bee.
Yeah.
Did you disagree?
Yeah, I got the bee.
It's safe to say.
Yeah.
She failed to meet the requirements to get a real ID due to her status as a spectral being in the wake of her tragic death during the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, which now rendered her unable to board airplanes or access federal facilities. Quote, "This is discriminatory against the undead," Ocasio-Cortez said. "It is not fair that only living people are eligible to obtain these real IDs, while people like me and millions of other Democrat voters are barred from getting them due to the simple fact that we're dead."
Yeah. How does brain death factor into that? Whenever her name comes up, I feel compelled to add, probably wasn't a good bartender either.
Oh, you know, she sure has wrung every drop out of that rag. She, like when you
oh, yeah.
when you think about where she came from as a bartender, mm-hmm. Very good at social media before anybody else in Congress probably was ahead of the game. But she actually is a leading voice in the Democrat Party right now.
Which is pretty sad for them. That I think that voice could be silenced any moment as the waistband on her mom jeans creeps higher and higher. She's going to be speaking between the button fly. Have you noticed that her pants?
I haven't.
That's what happens when you hang out with Bernie Sanders. Hang out with an old man, you end up talking through the fly of your slacks.
Do you think, I don't know, I hope I'm not scooping any of your stories, Ryan, but do you think that the Bernie Sanders explanation as to why he needs to fly private, to me it's like, if you want to fly private, just say that you want to fly private and figure out how to reconcile that with being mad at the millionaires and billionaires, of which you are one. He's not selling it.
I thought he could have been a little bit more creative other than, I don't like the way he used the word scum. Did he call us unwashed scum?
Is that something like that.
Yeah.
You'd think he'd be prepared for that question, though.
He could have said, it's a chance, I don't know, there's a lot of ways he could have played at that. It's a chance for me to meet with the constituents, or instead of just saying I'm too important for you people.
Yeah. You wouldn't understand.
They should have made him fly Spirit.
Privately. Yeah. You'd make him.
I've flown Spirit, so that was funny to me.
Spirit's good. I flew Southwest on the way out here. I forgot that they don't even give you seat assignment. They just fire a gun in the air.
Not that's for much longer, though.
That's all this girl flies. Yeah, for sure.
All right. You have to tell me whether this headline is real then, because I think you already know about the story. Quote, "You think I'm going to be sitting on a waiting line at United?" Unquote. Bernie Sanders declares.
That's real.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Real.
That is a real quote.
Sorry, I did scoop you.
I actually moved that one to the front of the line.
I'm sorry.
Just to get past it. All right, let's go to the next one. All right. Trump renames San Francisco Bay, quote, "Gulf of Criminals." You act like it's funny.
I'm going to say real.
You know what?
Worth a shot.
This really could happen, though.
Why not? He's just constantly antagonizing people.
Right?
It's so great.
Yeah, this
and
is
they
the
fall
beat.
For it every time, right? They never realize they're getting played. That's why he keeps doing it. Yeah.
There are many gulfs, but there will only be one Gulf of Criminals, and it's perfect for San Francisco, too. A lot of criminals there, and feces. So many piles of feces. That was the other potential name we considered, Gulf of Feces. But we decided Gulf of Criminals was better. The White House celebrated the Bay's new title while highlighting the mark President Trump was leaving on history. Quote, "No other president has renamed so many bodies of water," said Carolyn Leavitt.
Joe, you work with the Gutfeld Show. You write for them, correct? And then you're obviously on there as a guest pretty often. Is there a possibility when we get closer to the next presidential round that we potentially see like a Gavin Newsom try to do the Gutfeld thing?
You mean to have
as a guest?
Oh, on the show? Huh. That's a good question because
he seems like he would think that he could nail it.
That's the thing.
And you just kind of make him think
great.
He can't.
Yeah. Yeah. We would love to have him on. I'm sure we would extend the invitation because Greg is always saying, hey, bring on anybody and see if they can and hang. And unlike other shows, we would give them a fair shot. But that's a good way to present Gavin Newsom, that he thinks he is just killing it.
Yeah, and you can watch him think that.
Yeah, you could see that he thinks I'm doing an amazing job, and it's like your state is turning into something that needs a tetanus shot. So
the Gulf of Feces.
Have you guys had a lot of not antagonistic but opposite side of the aisle guests?
You know, I think probably the closest would be Bill Maher was on a couple months ago, and that was interesting. I think the invitation is open. The problem is, even going back to the Red Eye days, I remember they would have a bit wider variety because that was on in the middle of the night. But some of the liberal guests come on and they can't control themselves.
Yeah.
So they want to grandstand or do some sort of big rip off the mic moment. It's kind of an annoying way to conduct yourselves. Because if you look at on CNN, which no one is doing. No one is.
Yeah, let us know how that looks. What's
but
that like?
If you watch Scott Jennings, I can't believe he just hands in their rear ends every time he opens.
Every time.
And they just sit there and they take it because they realize he's the only reason to watch their stupid network. But he does it in a very, like, he's not unpleasant, he's not obnoxious. And even
he's charming.
He's great. So, yeah, I think we would probably have him on if he would come on, and we would treat him respectfully. And that shows the difference between the networks.
Red Eye is probably like the first iteration of what Gutfeld is right now. How long did you work with Red Eye?
Well, Red Eye, I was just on as a guest when the show was on at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Was it live?
It was not live. But you're not the first person to ask, is it live?
Just checking.
And it's like, we have slightly better social lives than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the first time I did Red Eye, they would throw to the comedians as if we were remote, but I was just downstairs in a different part of the newsroom. And it was so low rent that I was sitting around people who were doing other business, Fox News work.
Yeah.
And I had my headset on and my microphone, and I'm watching a monitor. And it finally dawned on me how strange it must be for them, because I'm watching the show, and then suddenly this guy just starts talking while they're trying to work. There's no idea that I'm on a show, right, that I'm just some lunatic who wandered in and is blathering. So
was the low rent part of Red Eye, though, like part of its charm, though? I used to watch it. I can't remember if it was multiple pregnancies after I had babies and I'd be on maternity leave and up in the middle of the night. I watched a lot of Red Eye.
Red Eye was great.
Yeah.
Part of what made it great, and I think Greg and the other guys involved would admit, that they didn't know how to do TV yet. So, you know, Greg says one of the nice things was no one from the network was watching it. But that's how I learned how to do TV, too, is that I kind of got eased into it. And then, you know, when they moved us up from the basement to the table on panel, I remember sitting at the table thinking, what does a human do with his hands? Because I didn't know what to do with my hands. Like, you never think these are things that you don't automatically notice. And after Greg left, they tried me out as a host a couple years ago, and I was so bad. I don't know if I told you this. When they would talk to me in my ear, I kept answering out loud. and they would say, don't say it out loud. I'd be like, okay, yes. And they're like, shut. So other people are talking, you imbecile. What are you doing? I don't know.
Yeah. You know, the thing like with hands, or the way you sit with it, with your, it, I don't know if men think about this, but like, how do I sit with my legs? How often do I, am I allowed to touch my hair? You don't know what to do until you see yourself do it and you're like, I should not have done that.
Oh yeah. And you realize you've just been clawing at your face the whole time. You're like the Phantom
nerves.
Of the Opera or something. Yeah. It's horrifying.
Red Eye was wonderful. I really enjoyed that. And so much of that, it seems like a lot of the original crew is still in some capacity affiliated with Gutfeld.
Yeah, it's another thing that I find so interesting about the show, that when he went to do the Saturday show, I was a guest a few times, and then when they made the decision to go nightly, the producer Tom O'Connor reached out to me and to Joe Mackey and said, you guys want to come on as writers? And it was very strange, because I remember thinking, this show will do well, but I didn't think it was going to be the hit that it's become, and I didn't think that it was going to drive other shows out of business, which is pretty cool, because as a natural hater, I'd enjoyed that. But it made me also understand more about ratings, that we get sometimes 3 million viewers a night, and people always talk about The Daily Show as setting the tone for... Daily Show gets 250,000, 300,000, and we're on cable too, just like them.
You're blowing them out of the water. It was such a hole that needed to be filled, and it was so smart of Fox to do that, and I mean, every night, my kids love to stay up and watch Gutfeld.
Yeah.
And I kind of let the older two do it. The other ones, as long as they're not paying too much attention, I let them watch. But every once in a while, Gutfeld says something and I look at my kids and I'm like, am I going to explain that or not? And, yeah. and I try to get away with not explaining it. But most of my like coming of age conversations with my kids, they start with Gutfeld.
Oh, good. Well, it'll come up in therapy at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure. yeah. I'm sure it will. You want to hit us with the next article?
Yeah. We've crushed fascism before and we'll crush it again, British World War II vet says before driving a tank over a Tesla.
Oh, you had me until the end. Mm.
Yeah.
B?
I think you lost me on the old person driving.
This one is real.
Yeah, this is real.
That's real?
Yeah, this is a real wow. story. A 98-year-old British World War II veteran crushed a Tesla with a tank in some sort of weird publicity stunt. That's what they're saying. Why would you prop
was it Joe
this
Biden?
Guy up and make him do this? He clearly didn't care. But he did it. He drove over a Tesla in a tank in Great Britain.
Oh, good for him. He'll be dead soon.
One last hurrah.
Can you go ahead and promote Joe's show one more time?
Yeah, stlewisfunnybone.com. Two shows tonight, 7:30 and 9:30. Tomorrow, 6 and 8:30. Get your tickets while they last.
See him in person. Yeah.
Who was that horrible man?
Democrats offer illegal immigrants $1,001 to stay in the U.S.
What do you think?
Wouldn't put it past them.
You can hit the button.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the B. Stay, please stay, said Pelosi, holding up a wad of bills. We'll offer criminal gang members and undocumented Americans as many taxpayer dollars as it takes. What about 1,002?
I wish they had Bob Barker in there instead.
Trump administration officials have responded with a bid to top the Democrats' offer. 1,000 just a starting point, said Secretary Kristi Noem. We can go higher. We can throw in some Little Caesars gift cards and Kohl's cash, too. Democrats then responded to Trump's latest bid, calling it racist.
You got to put that Kohl's cash in your calendar, otherwise it's just paper.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Kohl's cash not redeemable for anything sold at Kohl's.
That's
thank
for
you.
Yeah, yeah, don't get Ryan started.
Oh my gosh.
He could finish the show. Is it the hat you're wearing right now?
No, it's my Under Armour hat because they wouldn't accept it for Under Armour. Yeah.
Kohl's cash is good if someone you know has been kidnapped out of Kohl's and you need to pay ransom.
I got 50.
We got time. Trump yeah. fires lady who let Lizzo use James Madison's flute.
What? Ooh, this tracks.
I'm going to go with that as a true story.
I don't know about the story.
Yeah, this is a real story.
I'm going with
Joe. How do you know this? Yes, it is a real story.
It's Brad's job to know.
You've seen everything already.
I'm a producer. Come
you're
on.
Like, you're nodding before I even finished. Like, yeah, of course I've
I was completely lost and uninformed, so tell me the story.
Trump has now told Carla Hayden, the Librarian of Congress appointed by Obama in 2016, to take a hike.
Oh, Hayden, wait, so the librarian's the one who let her do it?
Yes.
I saw that he fired her. I didn't know that he let her use...
Yeah, Hayden famously brought Lizzo to the Library of Congress in 2022 and loaned her the crystal flute of founding father James Madison and let her play it while twerking.
Yeah. Turkey.
By twerking, yes. Now they can't get the teeth marks out of it. Tried to ingest it.
That's why she got fired.
stlewisfunnybone.com for the tickets to see Joe DeVito tonight at the Funny Bone.
Joe, can I tell you, my mechanic found out that I'm on this show.
Yeah.
I've been going to him for years. And he was like, oh, that's cool. Man, you guys, I watch Gutfeld every night. First thing he told me.
Nice.
So you have so many fans out there. And
they were great last night. Like, we're off to a hot start for the weekend, so I'm pumped. This is, I love coming to you. St. Louis is a great town for me.
We appreciate it. Also, we'd be remiss if we didn't thank you personally for passing around Ryan Wiggins' book, which he can't miss an opportunity as any author to talk about his book, The Grocery List.
The Grocery List, not the first book.
Stop it! Yeah. The Grocery List. You got some autographs for it, and he just...
Sure, well, I brought around the office. I did tell them that you were a child with a serious disease.
That's fine. It's true.
So... I just hope they don't look up chlamydia.
Oh, wrong disease. I don't have those. I don't have any of those.
Those?
Yeah. Those. In that category. I just stay away from that category entirely.
Yeah.
I don't have those.
Hepatitis Z.
Oh, man. Joe DeVito at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles tonight. Get your tickets. 7:30 and 9:30 tonight. Fill it up. Tell them the Annie Fry Show said hi when you go. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock and 8:30 as well. stlewisfunnybone.com. Joe, always a pleasure. Thanks for being here.
Popes get free admission.
Okay, there you go. From the Midwest. We'll be right back.